The critical shortage of organ donations in Australia has led doctors at one hospital in New South Wales to use the recycled and diseased kidneys of cancer patients. They've been transplanting the kidneys into dialysis patients who say the risky procedure has given them back their lives. The John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle has been quietly practicing the operation since 2008 with great success. Mandy Sammy reports.
About 2 years ago, 66-year-old Stephen Weller collapsed at work. After going straight to the doctor, he was diagnosed with lupus, an autoimmune disease that meant he had to rely on dialysis for survival. When he was finally offered a transplant, it was the kidney of a cancer patient. Even though he knew it was risky, because with the transplant came the risk of cancer too, he didn't hesitate saying yes.
And when I got the transplant, they couldn't believe it. You really got on a second hand? And I said, yeah, I'm afraid so. But, yeah, there's nothing wrong with me. I do everything normal.
No hesitation?
None whatsoever. The risk was there, but you've got the risk even at any sort of operation anyway. With the cancer coming back, the statistics were fairly low. So it was looking good. And I said, I'll be there in a minute.
Have you had any complications or have there been increased screening measures because of this?
No, my standard ones are the same. I have my blood test basically every month or every 2 months, depending on what the nephrologist asks me to do. It is a new procedure. Doctors are a bit sceptical about it, but I think the proof's in the pudding at the moment. I think if you can get a chance to have a normal life for a few years, well, you take it.
The operation was made possible by the John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle, which has been quietly practicing the procedure since 2008. Dr. Philip Sprott is a transplant surgeon and neurologist at that hospital.
When we take out a kidney to cure the cancer of one individual, we often find that a large proportion of that kidney is quite healthy and normal. And we also know that if we can get rid of all of the cancer from a kidney, then the rest of the kidney is free of cancer. So we get that normal free of cancer piece of kidney and patch it up a little bit and then transplant it into somebody who's needy, somebody who's more elderly or at higher risk or not doing very well on dialysis.
How have the results been so far?
We've had great results. All of the kidneys that we've transplanted have worked straight away. The vast majority of them, 90%, are still working now. And we've only had one patient, I think has been mentioned, that did actually inadvertently or unexpectedly get a cancer transplanted and have to have their transplant removed again. You have to live with dialysis to understand not only how inconvenient it is, but a dialysis machine is not as efficient as a kidney in purifying the blood and keeping your ideal level of health. And if you talk to anybody who's had a transplant, they'll say not only have they got rid of that machine and all of the problems that go with it and the inconvenience and the time, but they also feel better. They have more energy. Their heart pumps better. They actually function better because they've got a more efficient filter. So to get off the dialysis, to get off the transplant waiting list and what they describe as a new lease of life, it's a transformation for them.
What would you say to people about donation? Because obviously this has resulted as a lack because of the lack of donations.
Even if you really don't expect it's got anything to do with you and it'll never happen to you, and talk about it. Let people know exactly what your wishes are. And if your wishes are to be a donor, then let that be known. And one of the frustrations that we do face at the John Hunter Hospital is that of the people who express a willingness or an intention or a hope to donate their organs, 50% of them have that decision reversed by the next of kin when the time comes. And that's really frustrating, to have an intended donor knocked back because of the wishes of other people around them.
Despite the risks, would you like to see the use of this procedure expanded?
I'd like to see it eliminated, to be honest with you, because if that was the case, then it meant that we're getting enough unaffected or lower risk donors come forward and we're getting organs from other sources. But as long as the number of, say, deceased donor organs doesn't match the demand, we have to be a little bit creative. We have to be a little bit innovative in trying to develop ways of getting these people off dialysis and restoring their health. We do accept that it is a slightly controversial process and that the risks are somewhat higher. So at the moment, we're only offering it to people who are what you would call higher risk patients. So they're people over 60, people who already might have one or two health issues. They're well enough to have a transplant, but if they wait on the waiting list for a deceased donor transplant for too long, maybe their health will deteriorate, maybe they won't be well enough, and maybe they will no longer be fit enough to have that operation. So rather than expand it, ideally I'd like to see it eliminated, but as long as there's demand, and it serves that demand, and it does so very well, it changes the life of people, we'd be more than happy to do more of them. But we'd rather there are a better solution to that.
That's the transplant surgeon and neurologist, Dr. Philip Sprott, ending Mandy Sammy's report.